A host of world leaders and dignitaries have begun arriving in Rome to pay their final respects to Pope Francis, whose funeral is set to take place on Saturday, April 26, at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Although the late Pope, who passed away earlier this week at age 88, had requested a modest ceremony, the event is expected to draw one of the largest gatherings of international figures in recent memory, with 170 foreign dignitaries expected to attend. The funeral will begin at 10 a.m. CET, and, in a break from traditional papal rites, the pontiff will be buried in a simple wooden coffin at Santa Maria Maggiore, his favored basilica during his life. Pope Francis, known for his humility and outspoken advocacy for the poor and marginalized, had expressed his wish for a simpler burial. Despite the understated nature of the ceremony, the political and symbolic weight of his passing has drawn global attention. World's dignitaries. Among those attending are U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, U.K. Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Representatives from the U.K.'s royal family, including Prince William, will also be present. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, whose country has the world's largest Catholic population, and Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., will represent key Catholic-majority nations. European and global leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Indian President Draupadi Murmu, will also join the ceremony. Argentina's President Javier Milei will represent the Pope's homeland, despite past tensions between the two leaders. While the occasion serves as a moment of global unity, it is not without diplomatic undertones. Pope Francis had openly disagreed with several leaders during his lifetime, notably Donald Trump over immigration, and Italy's Giorgia Meloni on migration policy. Notably absent are Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both of whom are under international scrutiny and subject to arrest warrants over alleged war crimes. The funeral, though modest in scale by design, underscores Pope Francis's influence on global affairs and the Catholic Church's evolving role in modern times. As the world prepares to bid farewell, the gathering also sets the stage for the Church's next chapter.